And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show here on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm your host, Bill Frank. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests has an interesting topic, no two of which are related. My next guest is new to the community. She's the newly installed publisher and chief revenue officer for the Ventura County Star. We'll discuss her plans for the newspaper and journalism in the 21st century. Margie Cochran is the new publisher of the Ventura County Star. She returns to Scripps 29 years after she started her career with the company at the Rocky Mountain News in Denver, where she was the national advertising manager way back in 1998. More recently, she was a senior vice president of sales and marketing for the Los Angeles News Group. Margie says that growing up in a small town like those in Ventura County has given her an understanding of the importance of providing local news that directly affects those in the community. Margie's been married for 28 years. She owns a border collie, a cat, and two horses, Dresden and Debit. Interestingly, Margie competes as an amateur in the equestrian sport of dressage. Joining me in the studio. Hi, Margie. How are you today?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for coming into the studio. And first of all, let me welcome you to the community. How are you getting acclimated to our community?
Oh, wonderful. The one thing that I have found is I have been received with a wonderful welcome, people opening their arms and allowing me to be able to get acclimated very quickly to the community.
How wonderful. And you'll find that Venturans and people in Ventura County in general are that way. So I'm glad to hear that you're having a positive experience so far. Well, let's get down to nuts and bolts. Based on your early assessment of the situation at the Ventura County Star, what are the opportunities and the threats that you see to the newspaper in our community?
There's a lot of opportunity in the newspaper business, and I kind of want to address that because obviously there's been a lot of press regarding the difficulties that newspapers are seeing. And the important thing to remember is that really what we are is an information company, and it's important that everyone understand that the printed newspaper, if you will, is just one form of how we communicate with our readers and our viewers. You know, obviously technology has disrupted many businesses. It has also disrupted the newspaper industry, but it has also brought us the opportunity to communicate in different ways. As we go forward, it will be very important that we maintain our printed product, the Ventura County Star, which is our premier product. But additionally, we also have vcstar.com, our website. It's important for us to communicate via mobile and via tablet. And in fact, in just the last 2 years, really our mobile audience has become a new audience, and we're approaching a million in terms of our mobile audience. That's an audience we didn't have 2 years ago.
A million people in Ventura County are subscribing through mobile?
They're accessing through our mobile apps and accessing our information that way. So what we find is that it's very important to allow people to access the news whenever and however they want to do that. And in many cases, you have folks that may be just accessing our website. But most people will read the newspaper. They will access the website, especially we find higher activity during the lunch hour, during the work week. And then you have people that are on the go that are accessing and getting caught up on breaking news or checking weather or utilizing our Storm Shield app, you know, to check for relevant information as they go about their day.
My guest is Margie Cochran. She is the newly installed publisher and chief revenue officer at the Ventura County Star. We're talking about the newspaper business in general, but also about the Ventura County Star in particular. So with the multimedia platform that you're talking about, what sort of opportunities do you foresee for the Ventura County Star to sort of capitalize on what you've just said?
Well, we've been talking about the relevance of multiple platforms for our readers or our viewers, but what's also important is that provides a very engaged and very targeted audience for all of our local businesses here in Ventura County. as we move forward in the digital space, what we're doing more and what a lot of media companies are doing are forming strategic partnerships so that we are able to bring the type of solutions and the right audience that our local businesses need. Some of our partners include Monster. So obviously we still have some high unemployment in the county. So those folks that are looking for jobs, our partnership with Monster allows for a very robust database and a very good user experience to search for jobs. We also partner with Facebook and Google, being able to bring relevant solutions to our customers.
In what ways do you partner with Facebook and Google and these social media sites?
So, for example, with Google, we are a reseller of keywords. So the search engine marketing that businesses engage in allow them to be found in search, we're able to provide that for them directly as part of a comprehensive program. What we stress to our customers is just as we know the importance of a multimedia platform, it's important that our customers are also out there reaching the different audiences, whether they find them on a digital platform or whether it's through the newspaper, or quite frankly, we also through Extra, which is a product that we produce that reaches a little over 200 non-Star subscribers. So the ability to reach every single household within Ventura County.
That's your goal. My guest is Margie Cochran, the new publisher for the Ventura County Star. And Margie, you brought up the third leg of the stool of newspaper business. There are the readers, there are the journalists and the newspaper publishing company, and then there are the local businesses that support it. So I'm glad that you brought it up. The local businesses, how are they embracing the Star? Has there been a return of advertisers to the Star, both display advertising and classified advertising?
Absolutely, especially on the, if you will, on the display side or the digital side. We have customers that are utilizing multiple products for us. The classified part of the business is not as robust in the newspaper as what it used to be, because that really has gone more digital. So in a sense, we've seen a transformation of that business. We're able to capture that through many of our partnerships and through the specific websites that we offer, our real estate side, our auto side, our recruitment side. But we're finding more of that business because of the searchability is transitioning more to a digital.
Well, I'm glad you brought up classifieds, because I do have a question about classifieds, and I'm just going to throw some numbers out there, because Craigslist was really the, if you will, the nail in the coffin that started to hurt classified ads. And Craigslist is an interesting phenomenon. They generate at Craigslist 30 million classified ads each and every month. I mean, that's a phenomenal number. That's more than all of the newspapers in the United States probably put together at this point. And Craigslist took about $326 million in classified advertising revenue away from the newspapers back in the last year that I have data for, which is 2006. However, Craigslist only earned $40 million, or roughly 12%, in that same year. So my question to you is, where did the other $286 million go? I mean, did it just evaporate? People still have garage sales. They still have dogs and cats they want to have adopted, cars for sale, and, of course, jobs. Where did that $286 million disappear to?
Well, obviously, when you have a company such as Craigslist that comes and disrupts your business, some of that is just a function of you don't command the same pricing structure that you used to get. And there are all sorts of additional niche products that have come into the marketplace. Just as, a long time ago, the traditional newspaper was the top media in the marketplace. We still hold that key role within our communities, but we have a lot more competition and people that are playing in very specific parts of our business. And so, you know, that is always a challenge for us as we look at our business and the type of products, the type of partnerships that we develop, so that we can stay very relevant not only to our readers but to our advertisers.
My guest is Margie Cochran. She is the new publisher and chief revenue officer for the Ventura County Star. Margie, how have the demographics of the readership of the Ventura County Star changed over the last, say, 5 years?
Well, what you'll find is that the audience of a newspaper, and I mean the traditional printed version of the newspaper, is a very strong reflection of the community that it represents. So you have a very affluent audience. You have an audience that is a little older than the audience that we see online. But I think what is lost is a lot of folks don't believe that young people read newspapers anymore. And nationally, 65% of 18 to 34-year-olds read a newspaper or the website. So there's still an engaged audience, a younger audience. But what we see is, as we look at the Ventura County Star and then our vcstar.com, yes, the website is a younger audience versus the newspaper. But I think what is important is that young people are still reading the newspaper. Are they reading it maybe to the degree that they did when you and I were in that age group? Not as much, but there is still that younger readership out there.
That is good to hear. My guest is Margie Cochran. So, Margie, your new title is Publisher and Chief Revenue Officer, CRO for short. Now, in the past, the person who's held your position has simply been the publisher. So what are the new responsibilities of the Chief Revenue Officer, and how is your position different than your predecessors?
Our parent company, the EW Scripps Company, is making certain that the publisher's role is very focused on the business side of our company. So one of my key roles is making certain that I am the face of the community and that I am out there understanding and participating with the various organizations. But my number one priority is on the revenue side, in terms of growing the revenue for the newspaper and making certain that we are operating from a very strong financial platform, which, by the way, we are. And I know that's always a question that we get. John Moore, who is the editor of the Ventura County Star, he and I work collaboratively on the content, but the content decisions belong with John.
I say so. And so what are the responsibilities? What does a CRO do exactly?
Well, a CRO makes certain that that we've got the right products for our customers, that we are always looking forward. What is the new innovation? What is the additional opportunities that are in the marketplace for us to grow our business? So, you know, my goal is to be out and meeting with our customers so that I understand the challenges that they face, so that helps me better position the Ventura County Star and vcstar.com to be relevant to them and to be a strong media vehicle so that they can grow their business.
That is great. My guest has been Margie Cochran. She's the new publisher and chief revenue officer for the Ventura County Star. Margie, you've probably intrigued a lot of listeners, piqued their interest. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about the Star, where would you direct them to go?
Obviously, I engage them to buy a newspaper, subscribe to a newspaper, go to vcstar.com. And one of the things that I would like to share is we understand the importance of an engaged community. And so if you go on to vcstar.com, there is, under the navigation tab, your news. And there's the ability there for folks in our community to post a story, post a photo, to actually become a blogger, because that's a very key opportunity for people to have a voice in our in our community. We obviously can't publish everything within all the news that we would love to within the newspaper or even within the pages of our website. So this offers that opportunity for the community to get their information out. And one other thing that I would like to share, and that is the importance that we play in the community, because I don't think a lot of folks understand. There's obviously the content to the news stories, to the community, making certain we're relevant for our local businesses, but we also support the community. We support about 200 local organizations. Sponsor over 600 events. We publish a little over a million in in-kind advertisements to help these communities. It's an important role that we play in the community.
It certainly is. My guest has been Margie Cochran, the new publisher of the Ventura County Star. Margie, thank you for coming into the studio. It has been a delight. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much, Bill.